underground preacher checking in to the underground church. And today we are going to talk about the mountain of fire. There is a state in the Christian walk where one cannot afford to live a regular life. They must always stay prayed up, fasting, armored up, anointing their homes, in presence with praise and worship, and avoiding any distractions from God, Jesus Christ. To such a Christ follower, staying holy at all time is the regular lifestyle, and deviating from that path comes with a hefty price. Such a state of Christian walk is called the mountain of fire. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 22, verse 14, "For many are called, but few are chosen." I believe that the chosen are simply those who are willing to endure the cost of being chosen. You become a chosen by choosing to go through what it takes to become a chosen. So needless to say, that a special anointing will also be bestowed upon you for being a chosen. And vice versa, a special attack from the enemy will also be deployed against you. Since you agreed to become a major vessel for God, you also agreed to become a major threat to the devil, and thus you make yourself a major target for the devil. Hence, you cannot afford to live regular Christian life, because whenever you slack, the enemy comes harder on you. That is the life of a chosen. Your life would not go smooth and peaceful unless you hang on to Jesus Christ for dear life. So be encouraged whenever you find yourself in such a state. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are not crazy. You are special. You are unique. You are chosen. You are on the mountain of fire. Amen. Underground preacher to the underground church, and I am out.